7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. As you can tell, this isn't my father's voice, Paul. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. My father called me yesterday, and he is actually sick for the first time, missing the show in 28 years of doing the radio. He actually had to postpone a live broadcast at the East Sandwich, at the Scenic Highway Nursery in East Sandwich on beautiful Cape Cod today. When I talked to him, he wasn't sounding very good, just a cold. But I think on that trip back from England, he lost his voice somewhere over the Mid-Atlantic there, and might have to make a trip to go get it. But he will be back next week. He's been summoned to bed rest by my mother and myself, because 6 o'clock in the morning is a little early for me. But I don't mind it. I'm here to help you guys out, answer all your gardening questions. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. My father, Paul, will be returning next week. Like I said, the first time in 28 years of doing the radio show, he's actually had to miss a show due to a cold. He will be back next week. It's just, he really could barely even talk when I talked to him. So talking for 4 hours was kind of out of the question for him. So my mother and I summoned him to the bed rest for the day in the next couple days. But don't fret, he will be back. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. A little rainy day yesterday and rain in the forecast for the next couple of days, so the gardens are going to be starting to take a beating in the next few days. Today, in Peabody, Mass., where I am, might get some sun, but it's going to turn right back into rain all overnight, and then again on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Just seems like that's in our forecast. So today we're going to try and talk about a few things that could be happening in the future due to this rain. Rain brings a lot of different funguses, diseases with it. We do need the rain. It does help the lawns and the gardens grow, etc. But too much of it actually can be too much. It can just really mess with your plants in your garden. I know in the past day or so we got like almost 2 inches of rain. It was pouring. It was raining cats and dogs. So it was literally just too much too quick. One of the things that's going to start to happen is you're going to start to notice out there that slugs and snails are going to start getting out into your hostas and your new seedlings, maybe lettuce, etc. And they're going to start to get out there and start eating the leaves, and you're going to start noticing them. One of the things you're going to want to do is you want to, you know, kind of wait till after the rain and take a look, and you're probably going to end up needing to use a couple slug repellents or killers. Couple things you can do here. You can use a product called Sluggo. Pretty simple. It's a bait that is going to kill the slug. The slug will get onto it. It's a granular bait, so you put it around the hostas or the lettuce that it's on, and the slug will roll in it, and eventually, within a few hours, will perish. And that will help protect your hostas, your lettuce, and the new seedlings that it will go after. It usually goes after the new ones, but it loves hosta. Watch out for those. Another product you can use is there's a slug bait from Bonide that you could use. Or just a home remedy. You can take a small Dixie cup full of a beer and pour it in there and just put it around the hostas, and the smell will attract the slugs into it, and they will actually go right into the beer, and it'll be fun for a little bit, but then they're gonna perish as well. So those are a couple ideas just to keep it out there. But with this rain that's coming for the next 4 days, you really want to, in the next few days, you're going to start to see some diseases come in, some certain insects that love the rain. I do suggest staying away from, the garden, the vegetable garden, etc. this week while it's raining. Stepping in there, you're going to find that with the amount of rain, it's going to bring up the soil a little bit, and then you're going to start compacting around it, and then you're going to start affecting the root system. The root system is really the most important part of the plant. I've always been told if you don't take care of the roots, the shoots will not do well, and the shoots obviously are the parts of the plants that we see. And if it's fruiting, vegetables, etc., if you're not taking care of the roots, you're not going to have the output of the fruits that you would want. So definitely try and stay out of the garden this week for, the best you can. That way you're not compacting the roots in the area and affecting them in the long term. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be with you until 10 o'clock today. Try to answer all the gardening questions that you can. Again, this is Patrick Parent, Paul Parent's son. Paul will be back next week. He's just still feeling a little under the weather. Don't worry. My mother and I made sure that he stayed in bed today and is going to take care of himself for the week so he can be back next week and answer all your gardening questions. Again, phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, another thing you might start to see for anybody who has hydrangeas out there, the Annabelle, maybe the Invincible Hydrangea, a couple others, are going to start to get bagworm on the leaves. You'll see that, and you'll know it's bagworm when you're going to see the leaves on the actual plant starting to stitch themselves together. So they're basically sticking together. One of the things you actually want to do is you want to go to that plant, and you're going to want to pull those leaves apart and get rid of the caterpillar that's in there, making a home in there. You can use a couple products on the plant. You can use an organic version, which is Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's spinosad, which is the active ingredient. Spinosad is available in a couple other products. I like the Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. A, because it's fun to say, and B, it's a great product. So you can use that, or you can use a caterpillar killer. Bonide has a product called Caterpillar Killer. So that's a pretty easy one to remember. The Caterpillar Killer is a chemical, so it will last up to 6 to 8 weeks, whereas the Captain Jack's is organic, so you're going to have to do it every 10 to 14 days. So that is something for the bagworm that is going on some of the hydrangeas right now. And like I said, you're going to notice the hydrangeas, like they're almost, the leaves are sticking to each other, and you almost think maybe it's the rain doing it. They push each other. That's actually a worm in there, a bagworm in there, stitching the leaves together, trying to become a home, and actually will take over and kill your plant. So you definitely want to take a look at those the next couple days. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another insect that's going to be out, and you might actually at first think it's the rain that is doing it, but it's actually not. It's a bug called the spittle bug. Yes, it's called the spittle bug. It's starting to become active out there on the tips of perennials and the tips of other plants. It actually looks like spit on a plant. But it's staying in one area. That is a bug that's on there. It's not a neighbor's kid coming by and doing something on your plants. It's actually an insect called spittlebug. You're going to want to use a product from Boni called 8, the garden and yard. You can spray that right on there. Again, it's called 8 from Bonide. It's a great product to be spraying on there. They have a bunch of different ways you can use it. You can buy it in a concentrate. You can buy it in a ready-to-use, which is like a little trigger sprayer. You can buy it in a ready-to-spray, which is a hose end. You just attach it to the hose and spray and go. You can buy it in a granular form. And you can put that all around the area. It's multiple areas. On this one, I would specifically say you're probably going to want to use the concentrate, the ready to use, or the ready to spray. That way, you can get rid of the bug itself. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, like I had said a couple minutes ago, just make sure you're staying out of the garden for this next couple days. You're going to want to stay away from the compaction of the garden. If you can do that, I mean, the rain's going to keep you out of there anyways, but if you can do that, that would be great. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This year, spare your trees and shrubs from Japanese beetles before the damage starts. Protect them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding in one easy step. Just mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your trees and shrubs are protected, roots to top. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. This is actually his youngest son. Last week I told you he'd be back this week, but, well, he's under the weather this week. So for the first time in 28 years of doing the radio show, he is actually going to be missing the show. My mother and I decided that his voice, which from the bad cold that he got while he was in England, wasn't going to be any better if he sat here and talked for 4 hours. So we told him to get some rest, come back next week stronger than ever. He does want to apologize to the Scenic Highway Nursery in East Sandwich on beautiful Cape Cod. This, like I said, this is the first time in 28 years that he's missed a show and canceled a live broadcast. I could hear it in his voice last night. He was very upset that he had to miss it, but he wasn't doing, he didn't sound very good, so the voice wanted to give it a rest for another week. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Might have a little bit of problem at the moment calling in. We're experiencing some technical difficulties, but until then, I'll keep talking, giving you some information. Once I hear in my ear here from my boy Tom in the background that we're good to go, I'll let you guys know, and then we'll get the callers out there. We'll start answering some questions, and we'll get out there and see what else we have to say, because I don't want to just talk about everything. I want to hear what your problems in the garden are so we can try and fix them. Again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties with the phones, but we'll get back to you, and we'll keep going from there. As I've been saying for the past about 20 minutes, the rain out there is really starting to, you know, next couple days, it's going to be out there for 4 days straight, and we're going to start to see some things in the lawn and garden, etc. Some of these things were starting before because of some of the rain we've had. Like red thread in the lawn, you were starting to notice right before this rain that there were like little red pieces of grass in your lawn in areas, you know. At first, it's like, well, it's kind of cool. It's red. You know, it's a different color in there. What's going on? But then all of a sudden, it starts to grow and it gets bigger. It's actually a disease called red thread. There's a couple fungicides out there that you can use. Scott's has a product. Bonide has a product that you can use out there. I've always used the product from Bonide Infuse. It comes in a granular and a liquid form. It used to be called Funganil. Fungonil was out there for many years, and they changed the active ingredient and found that Infuse is a is the way to go. You put the spray will go right over the lawn or the granule. The granule gets put down, if you were to put it down right after the rain, it looks like maybe Friday it'll stop raining. If you put it down after that, then you're going to have to put it down in another 14 days and keep going as it is. Next year, it'll be something you're going to want to look towards, kind of see the long-term forecast, kind of see, all right, is it going to rain? Is it going to rain for a good amount of time? If it is, you know, you might want to start pre-treating for some of this red thread that could be coming out into the lawn, especially if you love being out on the lawn and you love keeping it green, etc. This is something that could affect your whole area. You don't want to just take care of the small area that is affected. You want to make sure you take care of the whole lawn, because if you just take care of a small area and say the spores are underground and moving, well then, you know, and you miss some of it, you don't want to put down an application and then have to put it down again and then again and again. So you're going to want to treat the whole entire lawn. So you just want to make sure with that. Again, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. I'll let you know when everything starts to clear up in the background here, and we'll go from there. One thing I want you guys to do this week is take a look at your lawns or your gardens, etc., and notice where the puddles are. Notice how certain areas, puddles are going to start to form, and it's going to take a little bit longer for the water to go through the soil at that point. Well, what you're going to end up finding is if there's puddles sitting there, the soil underneath it is either very compact or is a clay-ridden soil. There's a product out there to help you out there, because what ends up happening in the lawn, if the water just sits there, you're going to start to end up to have moss, and then you're going to end up, you know, wanting to get rid of the moss because you're going to want to keep the lawn. It's called garden gypsum. It comes in a pelletized form. There is a liquid form. I believe it's called Soil Thrive. I can double check into that, but that's the liquid form. But the granular form is great. You put that over the areas that are affected, and what it'll do is it'll help break up the soil underneath it and allow the water to go through it, not allowing the ground to create the moss or to, you know, puddle up as much. You don't want to look out on your lawn and just see puddle after puddle. You want to see your green lawn. You know the rain's going to go through, but if you start to see puddles, this is a product you want to use. This is also a product that you would use in the spring right after the ground starts clearing and you start to see the salt residue that's sitting on your lawn from the long winter. I know we didn't have really a winter this year, but this is something that you put down to allow.
Killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Phone should be back up and running so we can get you guys back out there. And we'll answer some of your questions. 855-660-4261. In 1868, the Blue Seal brand was created when H.K. Webster started making feed in a small New England town on the banks of the Merrimack River. Featuring only superior quality ingredients, Webster's horse feed supported a lifestyle that was part livelihood and part a way of life. That tradition endures to this day. More than 140 years later, the Blue Seal brand is part of the family-owned company that continues to honor and maintain the same commitment to innovation, quality, and the craftsmanship that went into the first bag of feed. It continues to support a country lifestyle and customers who value authentic, rewarding connections that come from caring for animals. Connections to family, to the land, and to our past. Like our customers, the maker of Blue Seal Feeds understand that raising animals is an act of passion. This passion translates to responsibility, companionship, tradition, and ultimately a spirit that is a real tribute to our heritage. We continue to work with pride and with purpose to support and promote this way of life. Go to the website at www.blueSealStores.com for some more information. Again, www.blueSealStores.com. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Phones are back up and running, so give us a call and we'll try and answer all your gardening questions. For the break, was talking about water in your lawns and your gardens, and it being compacted. Kept talking, and I was talking into a commercial break. So I'll just reiterate what I was saying. If you see puddles in your lawn, you're going to want to use a product called garden gypsum to help break down the soil underneath there. What that means is the soil is either really compacted or it has some clay soil underneath it. So you're going to want to use that garden gypsum to use it. Well, Tom just told me in my ear, which you guys couldn't hear, that we got some callers on the line. So, Tom, let's get right into the phone lines and answer some of these questions. Who's up next?
First up, we've got Ben from Maine with a question about a jute.
Ben, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question about chocolate chip ajuga. I planted quite a few plants last year in a rock garden area, and I noticed this year there's a lot of new growth around the edges, but in the center it seems to be a little on the weak side. I wonder if that was because of the mild winter. Is there some kind of fertilizer or compost, or what should I do?
It does have a little bit to do with the mild winter that we had, but with ajuga, it is a spreading plant. So what it does is the center of the plant starts to put its energy out to making new shoots and spreading. So sometimes the center of it will get a little weak. What I would suggest doing is giving it an all-purpose fertilizer. Maybe wait until after the rain is done here, because you start putting a fertilizer in, it's just going to pull it right through the system. I'd use like a 10-10-10, maybe a 5-10-5, but a 10-10-10 might be good. With doing that, you're giving it all the nutrients it needs, just giving a little kick to it, saying, hey, I like you, I want you to keep working with me, so I'm going to give you a little something to get a little bit better. And that's going to just allow it to get a little bit bigger. The good thing is you're having the outsides being strong parts of the plant. That's going to end up being a good thing for you, because ajuga does start to spread. And so if it were going the opposite way, you know, we might want to cut it back a little bit, but this way is perfect. It's actually doing what it's supposed to. We could have had a little bit of winter kill because of the mild winter, but again, like I said, give it a little bit of 10-10-10 and say, hey, you know, I like you, but I could see a little more out of you if I give you something here. We thank you for the phone call, Ben. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bert from Mass with a question about chipmunks.
Bert, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can I help you?
Yes, come on. Recently, we've been kind of overrun with chipmunks. I wonder if you had some type of remedy for us to persuade them to leave.
Well, I think they're trying to persuade you to leave. That's actually what they're doing. I think they're doing everything they can to get you to leave, except for pack your bags. Now, one of the things you can do, Bert, out there is there's a lot of repellents out there on the marketplace today that can actually help you with small rodents, etc. Excuse me. There's a product out there from Shakeaway that's a granular form that you can put in the area around the house and start to create a barrier to push them away from the house. This granular form comes in a couple different sizes. If you look at the Shakeaway products, there's like four or five of them. They all have different colors. You're going to want to use the one for small rodents. They base their formula for different ones. So that's something you want to use. You can use the granular form. And then at the same time, another thing I would actually do is use a liquid form to give them the smell. Because what's happening is the granular has the smell, but it also has the feel. You want to do a couple different ways to scare them away. You don't want to just do one and then forget about it, because that's not going to work. So what you're going to want to use is like a liquid form. Bonide has a couple different products out there. They have a deer and rabbit. They have a Repelzol. They have a bunch of different ones. Take a look at there's one that has a picture of small rodents on it. You're going to want to use that as well. Another thing you can do is if you have like a dog or a cat or something along the lines and they're starting to shed. I know my dog was starting to shed, so we had to shave her down a little bit. So, you know, there's extra hair from that. What you can do is you can put that outside, the wet hair, mix that into the soil and create like a barrier around the house. chipmunk will start to smell the cat or the dog and kind of think that they're right around the corner, and that might scare them a little bit. I know the cat would scare them a little more. They more for the small chipmunks, mice, etc. They go after that, so that might help. But the dog has always worked. It's easier to shave a dog than to shave a cat, or to get the hair from a dog than a cat. So those are a couple ideas that I would use. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Don't fret. My father, Paul, will be back next week. My mother and I put him on bed rest for a couple days. He lost his voice somewhere around the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So we might take a trip this week to go get it, see if we can bring it back, because next week he wants to return. He can barely talk, so don't worry. He is okay. It's just a cold. And like I said, we're going to try and make a trip midweek to pick up his voice in the middle of the Atlantic. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do.
Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Maine with a question about arborvitae.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have a quick question. Last fall, I planted 35 arborvitae trees, and this spring, they're all turning brown. Some of them are still green on the outside, but when you pull the actual, I guess you'd call them branches, whatever, apart in the center, all turning brown. Does that mean that they're all dying?
That's actually not a bad thing, Mike. Don't worry. Honestly.
Okay.
I'd be worried if it was starting to turn brown on the outside.
Okay.
Going from the outside in. One of the things that happens with arborvitaes is they're pushing all their growth to the outside and trying to create that hedge.
Okay.
The brown on the inside is their natural way of getting rid of some of the old old like leaves, if you will, the branching that's in there.
Okay.
Because what's happening is the inside's not getting as much sun because it's a dense plant. You'll notice that on a lot of hedge plants that the inside will start to turn brown. It's actually not a bad thing. If you notice arborvitae stay green all year long, well, they don't have a way to drop their needles or their leaves like an oak tree would. Oak tree, every fall, drops its leaves, goes dormant for the winter, comes back in the spring, pops out new leaves, looks great for the year, then drops them again. What's happening with these arborvitae is it's cleaning out the inside. One of the things I would do is kind of just shake them a little bit, get rid of the brown that's in there, allow some of the sunlight to get in there again, because the brown, all it's really doing is just sitting there, and it's not really helping the inside. If you haven't already, one of the things I would do for that line of arborvitae, I'd feed it with some Holytone, get all those fed. You can do it now, and then you're going to want to do it again in the fall, September time, to get it ready for the winter, to allow it to get some of that nutrients, especially if you, I think you said you had 35 arborvitaes, you put in a 35 arborvitae hedge, you're going to want to make sure you take care of it. 35-foot arborvitae hedge, depending upon how tall they are, you're probably going to need, 4 to 5 bags of Holytone, the 40-pounders. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to base it off of each plant. You're not going to want to base it off of a row. Each plant, you're going to get it from the height and the size of the plant. And then what you're going to do is, the bag will tell you exactly how much to use per plant. And when you see that, you're going to make 4 holes around the drip edge of the arborvitae. The drip edge of the arborvitae is the outside of the plant. And you're going to make those holes in the ground, and you're going to take the amount of fertilizer that they tell you and put that in the ground in 4 ways, cover up those holes, and allow it to start feeding the plant. You can water the whole thing in afterwards if you want, but that's what you want to do for each one and just allow them to get some of those nutrients. Like I said, again, it's Holytone, and don't worry about the inside turning brown. It's actually not a bad thing. It's just it's cleaning itself up, getting itself healthy for you to create a better hedge. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line? Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kathy from Vermont with a question about pear trees.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I'm trying to learn how to grow pear trees. And last year, I proceeded to pretty much destroy it. So I'm trying again this year. And what I need to know is what I should be spraying on the tree right now, because the leaves on the end have little, it's turning in and turning up. It looks like something's eating it, but I don't know how to control it, because last year I used the wrong spray. So I'm trying to figure out what to do now.
What did you use last year?
I used two things. I did an oil and a fruit tree spray. And on the directions on the fruit tree spray, it didn't say pear, but it said peach, so I thought it would be okay. But within 24 hours, the leaves turned brown. So last week, I sprayed it with oil, and it's doing well. I didn't turn the leaves brown yet, but I still have a slight curl on the end of the leaves, and they're brown. It looks like something's eating it, too. So, I don't want to keep making the same mistakes.
Okay. One of the products out there that you could be using is the Orchard Spray. It's from Bonide. What that is, that's for all different fruits out there. You can spray that on the leaves. I do believe on the fruit tree spray it does say, I thought it did say pears, to be honest with you. One of the things on there is it always tells you when you should be doing the spraying of the fruit tree spray. It's got a great map on there of how long to do it. What I'll do is during the break, I have a product here. I'll run out and double check. If you want, you can use an orchard spray. Bonide has that product to spray on the leaves. One of the things I would do is the next few days, I know down here in Mass, it's going to pour for four straight days. If it's going to rain for you up there in Vermont for four straight days, it's really not going to work on if you spray it now. So you're going to want to wait till afterwards and use that orchard spray. I take a look into the crevices of the pears and see if you see any insects, etc. We can go from there. After the break, I'll give you a little bit more information. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box.
Hi, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Brad Oakley. What you writing there, Brad?
An apology note to my neighbor.
Oh, what happened?
Dandelions happened all over my lawn. Now those fluffy white seeds are blowing all over my neighbor's lawn.
Well, dandelions are trouble. They don't just look bad, they also steal essential nutrients from your lawn. Luckily, they're Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2.
That'll stop the dandelions?
Absolutely. It's formulated to kill dandelions and other tough weeds. And unlike bargain brands, it has no filler. So every single granule delivers 100% food and weed-killing power.
Sounds like a surefire way to kill those dandelions.
It is. And since Turf Builder also feeds you grass, you'll get a thicker, greener Turf Builder lawn.
Great. But what about my neighbor?
I'd pick up a bag for him, too. With dandelions popping up, this weekend is the perfect time to put down a bag of Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. During the break, I realized I was actually saying the name of the garden center my father was supposed to be at today wrong. I want to reiterate who it is. It's Scenic Roots Nursery. They're in East Sandwich off of Route 6A. They'll open up today around 10 o'clock to answer any of your garden questions. I might be there a little bit earlier because my father was supposed to be there today. But like I said, it's off of Route 6A. It's 349 Route 6A in East Sandwich, Mass. I took a look at their website. It's a very nice-looking website. If you want to go to their website, it's sandwichagway.com, S-A-N-D-W-I-C-H-A-G-W-A-Y.com. Take a look there, and my father will be joining them again this summer. He does want to pass along his apologies for not being there. Like I said, he is not feeling very good. And it's more of his voice than anything. And talking for 4 hours on the radio, my mother and I decided, stay in bed, get your voice better, and start fresh next week. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking with Kathy about her pear tree. One of the things I would do out there, like I said, was the orchard spray. I did look at the fruit tree spray. It doesn't say anything about the pears on it. So basically what I would stay with is that orchard spray. Spray that on the leaves. And just kind of keep up with it. You're going to have to use it every 14 days, I believe, on there. One of the things you can do is if the leaves are really brown, you're going to want to eradicate those leaves and get rid of them so they're not affecting the rest of your plant. What I'd also do is give it a little bit of a all-purpose fertilizer just to give it a little bit back because it's fighting something at the moment and you want to have it strong. And you can go from there. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Mass with a question about slugs.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Patrick. I have a comment and I have two questions, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
A friend of your dad's, and I just wanted to tell you that they took care of us well on the trip to London. And without their help, we would have had some difficulties, especially your mom. So I want to publicly say that on the radio.
Excellent.
Just to let them, you know. Okay, the other thing is Sluggo. Is it a good idea to be applying that while we have this intermittent rain?
One of the things I would do is I would actually wait until after the rain, because what's going to happen is if you put it down now and we have some heavy rain, what's going to do is start pushing that sluggo through the soil, and it's not going to be as effective. You might, depending upon how many areas that could get affected, you could put some down today, because I know today is supposed to be, we're going to get some intermittent sun out there. But it might be a little bit wasted. I'd definitely wait until after the rain was done.
Okay, thank you. And the other question is about butterfly bushes. They've turned out to be butterfly trees now. Can I cut those back at this point?
You can. Definitely after anything flowers, you can cut it back. They have always said the rule of thumb is by a third. They go out there and they say, by a third of the plant, you don't want to affect it. I wouldn't see a problem with cutting it back by a half if it really is affecting, you know, if it's in an area that it's gotten so big that you just, you know, it's just too much for the area. I wouldn't go more than half of the plant because you really start to affect it. I'd probably stick with half as the max of what I would cut it back on.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick, and have a good day.
You too, and I'm glad you enjoyed your time with my parents over there in England, and I'll pass along as well and let them know that you had a good time as well. We thank you for the phone call, George.
And I think I speak for the rest of the group too, okay?
Excellent, I appreciate that. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Patrick Perrin here for your baskets and containers. Be sure to use Black Gold Waterhold Cocoa Blend. Waterhold Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your containers the edge in holding up to the summer's heat and staying moist longer. Since it is OMRI listed, your containers and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at local garden centers, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Again, visit blackgold.bz. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go into the break, get some news in there, and we'll be back on the other end of 7 o'clock. Again, phone number here is 855-660-4261. And during the break, visit Scenic Roots website. Just Google them, get some information. Scenic Roots Nursery.